This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You remember the Got Milk ad campaign of the 90s and early 2000s? Celebrities of various stripes with those milk mustaches? Well, Big Milk is trying to find new customers, Gen Z specifically, which never really jumped on the milk bandwagon. Kim Severson is a national food correspondent for the New York Times, and she wrote about Big Milk's new marketing campaign the other day. Kim, thanks for coming on.
Hey, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. So let's talk milk. First of all, before we get into what Big Milk is doing, I want to know why Gen Z is not drinking milk.
That's a big problem. It's a big problem. Yeah. It's cultural. It's social. It's about animal rights. So, you know, first of all, imagine this is a generation that was raised on Obama-era nutrition standards. So at school, they drank low-fat milk or no-fat milk at all. Mm-hmm. You know, these are kids who were raised by people who probably had almond milk in the fridge, the first sort of oat milk, almond milk generation. Yeah. So milk's had a lot of competition. Water's actually been a big competitor for milk for this generation. Mm-hmm. It's quite a dilemma for Big Milk.
So milk did, though, in the 90s-ish, 2000s-ish, they had that home run of a campaign with Got Milk.
Right.
So what are they doing now?
Well, they've shifted it to you're going to need milk, which is...
Gonna need? I don't know if that rolls trippingly off the tongue.
They're trying to reposition milk as a sports drink. And
seriously?
There have been some studies that show chocolate milk has helped athletes in their recovery period after a workout. And milk does have a lot of calcium and other nutrients, and so they're pitching it as like the OG sports drink. So that's one.
But the last thing you want in your stomach, either before or after workout, is maybe this is just me, but is a big glass of milk just sitting there, and you get that taste in your mouth, and blah.
Well, see, you're part of the problem. You're not buying, storyline.
Well, so I, you know, on occasion when there are chocolate chip cookies in my house, I have a glass of skim milk. But otherwise, I do other things to hydrate myself. And I guess the question is you're gonna need milk gonna work for Big Milk?
That's a very good question. I mean, they are, you know, getting. Influencers are going to TwitchCon gaming conventions. They're getting gaming superstars like Mr. Beast and Preston Arsment to, like, you know, go on Minecraft and talk about dairy farming and do Minecraft cows. I mean, they're throwing everything at it.
Minecraft cows, you say?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The dairy industry has sponsored some Minecrafters, and they talk about cows and dairy farming, and then they have introduced seven little Minecraft cows that do different things. But I think the thing that may ultimately save milk is just the contrarian nature of young people. So, you know, it's not going to be too long until someone decides actually the drinking milk is cool. That's... There's a little bit of a, I don't know, you could call it milk core, this idea of, you know, that... Yeah, it's the you know, people are more interested in farming, the flip phone, right. Mending their own clothes. There's a whole kind of a vibe around that, and I think that's milk core. Could ultimately save milk.
I was interested to learn from this piece that you wrote, which is totally fascinating on a lot of levels. The milk consumption in this country has been in what you might call a secular decline since the end of the Second World War. I mean, this is not new thing that milk has troubles.
Right. Milk consumption has been going down pretty steadily. However, dairy consumption's been going up. People love cheese. People love yogurt. It's just that glass of fluid milk.
So cheese and yogurt and all that jazz, that applies to Gen Z too, right? They're eating that?
Huge yogurt. Love fermented things.
Before we go, are you a milk drinker or no?
You know, I am. I believe in whole milk. You know, I like whole milk in my cappuccinos, friend. I'm not going to lie.
No, got to do it. Got to do it. Amen. Amen. My favorite Howard Schultz story ever, the guy who made Starbucks what it is that originally he wasn't going to let people use skim milk. And I'm like, wow, that's a gutsy move.
Yeah. No, I'm with him. I don't agree with him on a lot of things, but that I do. I feel like we have to get you off the skim milk thing, Kai.
Yeah, you got to talk about that to my wife about that. I go whole milk in the coffee, and yeah, it's a long story. No time for that. Kim Severson, she writes on food for the New York Times. Kim, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.